This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Morning, Dion. Where are you at?
Sitting just outside of my little house in Amsterdam.
You're
so
back.
back home, arrived back home last night, and I can tell you the weather in Amsterdam is not quite as good as it is in Rome, but it is cooler, at least.
Well, at least it's not rainy and snowy and crazy like it is here and windy. So you'll get your turn. So you appreciate the weather you've got.
I saw some pictures yesterday of my dear, dear friends and colleagues at Stellenbosch. It was the winter school. And oh my goodness, they were bundled up. And I thought, I remember the winter school was always a time of learning and puffy jackets and scarves.
There you have it. Dion, we had our Bible quiz today. We just happened to be sharing from Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I thought, in this time of busyness, we're always busy. I'm busy here, I'm busy there. We seem to have that excuse for pretty much every reason why we can't do something constructive. And I think that is the same, very same reason that we all belt out, I'm so tired, I simply do not have time to rest. And I'm thinking, from what I've been reading and what I'm sure we're going to hear from you today, we also need to understand that rest is something that we don't really have a choice about until we break down, which we don't want to get to. We better do something before we reach that point.
Brad, so I must say that's been one of the things I've been thinking about now. This was our first opportunity to have a time away as a family since almost 2 years ago when we arrived here, and it was such a blessing, you know, just the sabbatical rhythms, you know, sleeping in a little, taking time during the day just to you know, do aimless things, reading a little, playing board games, doing all of those wonderful things. It's such a blessing. And I must say, you know, it reminded me again of the passage that that I sent to you, which comes from the Psalm 116. I just want to read that for our listeners. It says, "Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me." Now, that's an interesting sort of criteria there. Let my soul be at rest again. Why? Because the Lord has been good to me. Then the psalmist goes on to say, "He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. And so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth." Now, Brad, this is quite an important thing, I think, for us to recognize. In the Bible, there is the institution of this thing called the Sabbath. Now, many of us will think of the Sabbath as either a Saturday or a Sunday, a day which was set aside for worship and for rest. Certainly, when I was younger, which was 1,000 years ago, on the Sabbath, there were no shops open. You couldn't get petrol. I remember, you know, at one stage I was living in a home with some other children, and we would have to lie on our beds and be silent. And I used to think, oh my goodness, why can't this just be like any other day? But you know, Sabbath was such an important concept for the Hebrew people, for the Israelites, because it came from God. And we remember from the creation narrative, God created, he worked hard for 6 days. And on the seventh day, we are told that God took rest. Now, there's another little indication of the importance of Sabbath that we read about just as we are beginning to understand the law which was given to Moses. I just want to read one little section from Exodus 31 from verse 12. It says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbaths.'" Now, why? Why does he say this? He says this because this will be a sign between me and you for the generation to come. So that you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. Now, Brad, I find one of the reasons why I'm so busy is because I have come to believe that my life, my future, my worth, you know, whatever I am, is because of the work of my hands. But here we see that the Sabbath is instituted so that we can have time to get things in their right order, to recognize again that it is God who is king of the universe,
Amen.
that it is God who makes the world as it is, and that we can rely on this God, that we can trust in this God. That's, of course, what the psalmist said to us. Let my soul rest again, for the Lord has been good to me. So, Brad, maybe just to say to our listeners today, and I've tried over the years to practice sabbatical living. I learned this concept from my dear friend and colleague, Nico Koopman, who is vice rector at Stellenbosch University, a wonderful man of God. And he always used to say, you know, Sabbath is not necessarily just the Sabbath day, but sabbatical living means that we take time out during our day. It means that we create little fallow spaces in our fields, a half an hour early in the morning, somewhere during the day, 15 minutes, just to be quiet, not to fill that space with scrolling on our phones or doing things that entertain us, but just to be quiet in the presence of God. And of course, the Sabbath in the week, which is that day, it might not be a Sunday. Some people might not be able to do that, but to have that Sabbath space during the week. And then, of course, the Sabbath space during the year, where we can just reconnect once again with God. And through that connection, allow God to reconnect us with ourselves and others.
Yeah, and what we do during that time is also important, because I must say I struggle initially. I think anyone who takes a holiday when you're busy at work and you're doing all of your stuff as we do, sometimes just switching off is hard. You know, you feel like if I've got a week off, let's say, you need the first few days just to kind of defrag, to sort of even slow everything down, and it can be sometimes be hard just to rest. But what should one do when you're resting? Like what is the best things to do when you're taking that Sabbath or that sabbatical time?
Yeah, so Brad, I would say, you know, the true thing that we should recognize was that the Sabbath was set aside for people to once again reflect on God. So the intention of Sabbath is not about, it's not intended to be a psychological device primarily. So something which, gives us a perspective on the world or helps us to see ourselves in a different way. It is a spiritual device. It's intended for us to say, I'm going to focus on the God who is. I'm going to reacquaint myself with God. I'm going to listen once again for God's voice. Just spend time together in God's presence. That I think is the important thing, because that's far deeper than just the sort of functional thing. The thing that turns the Sabbath day into some kind of a tool for rest or restoration. Of course, that's a consequence of it, but the intention is really to connect with God. So my sense would be careful of those things, you know, binge watching the Netflix show or endlessly doom scrolling on Instagram or X. Those are activities you can do in your free time, you know, other time in the evenings or whenever you can spare that time. But make sure that your Sabbath time is a time where you really just spend that time quietly with God. And I would just say one last thing for me, Brad, is I also try not to fill that space too much with requests. So it's not intercessory time. It's not there to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I need this. Would you help me with that? And would you solve this problem? It's just sitting in the presence of God to say, you are wonderful. You're glorious. I love you. Here I am together with you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.